How did this week go for you?
Well, it was good. We ended up winning two ball games, so that's a change. The kids did a good job, and the games were definitely entertaining and close the whole way, so it was a good weekend.
Were the guys worried about playing before the first game, since you guys had been going through kind of a tough streak?
Oh, I don't know, Shady. To be honest with you, I don't think they're thinking that way too much, which is probably a good thing. So, you know, they just went up there and went and played. And, you know, we didn't shoot the ball very well again, but defensively I thought we did some things that kind of helped and, you know, kind of contained them as well. So, no, it was a good weekend for us.
And defense is something you guys have really been practicing a lot, right?
We've been spending more time. It seems like we've been making a little more headway that way than offensively. And, you know, maybe I got thinking maybe we're trying too hard offensively, you know. And so we've been putting a little bit more time on the other end of the court. And, you know, I thought we actually looked pretty good. We kept ourselves out of foul trouble and did more of just containing shots rather than, you know, doing some of the silly things that they do sometimes, and they look good that way.
For you as a coach, what was one of the best moments from one of these games?
The best moments, I guess, was when the buzzer went off when we were on the right end of the scoreboard. No, just seeing the boys. There were times where they could have folded like we have in the past. Haynes came roaring back, and actually, they might have went ahead in the first game a point or so. And but we, you know, they kept their composure really quite well for the most part. We kept turnovers down a little bit. Our fouls were certainly down, and. Again, we didn't shoot the ball real well. We had one half the first game where, you know, we did shoot well, and that was fun to see. So, overall, I was proud of the boys. They did a good job.
What do you guys do to keep your focus after you've played your first game when you're going into your second game?
We talk about shortly after the ball game things that we did well that we thought, things that we need improvement. And especially since you have to play the same team again the next night, a little bit about individual strengths and weaknesses on their side, and you know, just talk about that, and more than anything, just give the boys something to think about before you know, over the night and throughout the next day to before we play them again. So, you know, not a lot, I don't think, but just a few little things to focus on. And And one of the things we really tried to do was keep our turnovers down and make better judgments offensively, and I thought we did a pretty good, decent job of that.
Are there any players that you've seen had a lot of improvement over the season so far?
All of them, I think, have shown improvement in certain ways. You know, we still, like I said, struggle kind of with offensive shooting percentage, but, you know, they're coming around, and I think they're starting to kind of gel together a little bit more as a team collectively, and so they're all, you know, they're all making some headway, and I'm proud of them.
That's really good. What games do you have coming up next?
Well, believe it or not, we have Haynes again, so two more games in a row, so this will be five times we'll have played Haynes now this year, and they're a little bit wanting some revenge. I know they weren't very pleased losing two up there to us, so they're kind of talking about coming back here and getting even.
Well, definitely good luck to you this weekend, yeah. Then.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great. What position are you on the team?
I'm the point guard.
So what do you do?
Just keep the ball running around, keep the ball moving in the top of the key, and just help out wherever I can.
So tell me about these last two games that you guys played.
Oh, definitely a step up for us since our conference has been doing so well. I'm hoping that it'll help us keep that confidence to these next few games and to the series, and hopefully take it to regionals and do something.
So what's it like to play the same team four times in a row, which is what you guys are going to do?
Well, knowing that we beat them, it's like we have confidence that we can keep that going and keep beating them and hopefully put ourselves in a good position for our regionals seeding.
What do you think the Haynes players are thinking right now coming back to play you?
I think they're really mad because this is the third time we beat them, and they really need to, they really want to step it up to prove something. And I guess that's what they're going to do.
So for you as a player, what was one of your best moments from these last games?
Just the excitement of the teammates, just to get the win, and just the excitement afterwards, because we don't get that a lot. It was good to hear.
Has it been tough this season for you guys as a team?
Well, yeah, because we haven't been learning how to play together as much. We've had good games, but we have to keep that motivation and help each other out, but we haven't been doing that much. So hopefully we can get that together in our practices and bring it onto the court and really do something.
Seems like you guys are definitely on the road to doing that. What are the next games that you've got coming up after Haynes?
We go down to Metlakatla and play them, and that's going to be a tough game. But like I said, if we can get these two wins, to get the boost to go down there and hopefully take them too.
So I can see it in the faces of all of your teammates too. You guys just look so much more excited now. So congratulations for that. Tell me about the big competition that you guys have got coming up. I think is it regionals or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, regionals. Well, we have three other teams we have to worry about, and Haynes is one of them. We got Craig, and then we got Metlakatla. And Metlakatla's the big dogs we have to worry about. And if we can beat Craig, then we can go to state, which is the first time in a long time since Wrangell went to state. But hopefully we can do something there, and maybe we can create an upset against Metlakatla and take regions. But that's going to be waiting for us in Mount Edgecombe.
So what do you guys think you have to work on before you play Met again?
Oh, definitely ball movement and keeping the three-pointers down, getting out on our defense and just working together like we've been doing in Haynes.
All right, sounds good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.